Could Rashi go down that route? Absolutely not. Excellent, Julian. It's not a separate thing. Shitas Rashi, according to the Shmaitzel, is like the Ran and the Ma'arik and Gittin, that Biyodo is just removing the Chazaka. But ultimately, any Ne'emunah, according to Rashi, even if you have Biyodo, is relying on the fundamental principle of what? Of Eidechon and Bisurin. And if you're presenting to me a challenge that Eidechon and Bisurin doesn't apply to what? To Nashim? So then you don't have Ne'emunah, even out to Biyodo. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Isai, I have a Peledik Achidish. I have an unbelievable conclusion. But what do? I have a beautiful Gemara Misafim. My Gemara Misafim reads like a chalk. If you don't agree like Rashi, and you hold like Tysus and Gittin fundamentally, now's where you got to start cracking. Now's where you have to start working on this. Now's where you have to start figuring out what was the Gemara bothered by in the Gemara Misafim. So, number one, maybe Magen Avraham, it's connected to Stase. That's option number one. So why don't I have Biyodo? It's Biyodo to for them to check. So that's what the next stage we're after going to get into. What's the place's answer? Why is it Biyodo a problem? But fundamentally, why don't I have the regular Dine Dachman Misurin? That's number one, either because it's connected to Sazik, or because Dachman Misurin doesn't start when it comes to Noshim, Avodim, and Tanim that are possible. The Peyoshua in our Gemara recognized that Rashi said this, and that Tosis as well would be other. But he was bothered to explain the stum of the Gemara that it would exclude Nashim from Eidechon and Misurin. And he said what Leon Bassan said yesterday, that you have to make a touch-up and a little bit of editing in our Gemara. Although the Gemara made a group of Nashim and Avodim and Ktanim, that they would not be Nemon in the case of Cheskas Avodah, Grein Cheskas Avodah, right? Says the Be'yoshua, Mikoyach, our whole stasha and the entire studio, just assume that Nashim was just latched on, but Avada Nashim would be Menes. Only assume that the conclusion of the Gemara, that B'dika being Durabanon, is only going on Avodin and Da. Wow. That's some real editing that the Be'yoshua did, but fundamentally, why Rabbi Yisai? Mikoyach Arkash. So there is an option to just basically sweep up everything that we've been discussing. Assume, like we've already always assumed, that a woman is Neman in the world of Eidechon Misurin, like the Tosfos in Gittin. Why did the Gemara assume over here that they wouldn't have Nemanis in the Raisa, when in Nido, that's the sort that they would be Nemanis in Kolotar Gula? So on that, the Bnei Yeshua says, no, Kushim Eikar, unless you don't have a question to begin with, because the Gemara never meant it by Nashim, the only Gemara only meant it by Avon. What? Why can't
it?
Yeah, because they didn't ask for it. It's lifestyle. Yeshua can say whatever he wants. Sure. So Rabbi Isai, as we go further, Rabbi Isai, so now we're going to have to deal with two more questions. Number one, in the world of Rashi, although our Gemara Misafim makes a lot of sense that Nashim are not going to be believed, because why do you think fundamentally it should be believed? Biyodo is not going to help, and Eidechon and Misurin is not going to help. So it's good in the Gemara Misafim. But as David pointed out, you might have a Gemara Misafim, but, you know, what goes on in the Beis Medrash is great, but what goes on outside of the Beis Medrash is going to be very problematic. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are not going to like the Shtickel Torah according to Rashi. So we're going to have to find a way for us to survive and to eat dinner tonight, according to Shittas Rashi. But the emesis, Rabbi said, we really have to explain also according to Shittas Tosfos. Tosfos that says over here, maybe, perhaps, like the Magen Avraham, that it's connected to Stazik and therefore I need Biyodo. So why don't you apply Biyodo? So on that, Tosfos has a big finish. Comes along Tosfos and says, Biyodo is not automatic also. Biyodo is not going to help you over here, even if you understand Biyodo is a new Ne'emanus, and it would apply even to Isha. Because, says Tosfos, Afagav de Biyodo, Bikomako mihavim de Raisa, if it was a din de Raisa, like Vira Chalmets, when Mehemet Alemishim, the Ika Tirchi Yisei Revitzarach, Dikta Gogok, the Mukhi Yishalmi, Shemefarif tradition, Nashim Atzlonius Ain, Utchumin Durabon and Mehendin, the issue of the Eger Gelopot. In the Sanya Parakates of Arvin, a few Eved, a few Shifkan Emet, Lomer Adkan Tucha. A time low degree of tech in the Fashion of Leidish Mike, so clear. What does Taisa say, everybody say? Taisa says you would need the what? To neutralize Biyado also. You would not be able to rely on Biyado. Why? Even though Biyado what usually applies to the Raises. Why?
Is it Tirfagado?
Because it's a Tirfagado. Taisa is forced to introduce a new Svara of even where Biyado doesn't help, unless it's Drabanan. Because Nashim are Atzlani and Zmein, quoting from the Yusha. And since they're not going to be Matriach themselves, they're not going to do, because Chametz, getting rid of the Chametz is a very strenuous process, so therefore, we wouldn't have given them the leave. So there's a limitation in the Svara of Biyado as well. Okay? That could be even, according to places, that holds Eidach and Misurin. But over here, it's Kenegat Hasaka. Why isn't it Biyado? So therefore, Taisus needs another Shlav to explain, another level of explanation, that Biyado can't always apply when you have the Svara of Atzlonius. What's fascinating, everybody, is if you look at the Meiri, he quotes the same Yerushalmi that presents that Nashim are lazy, and that but he says it in the actual opposite direction. He says Nashim are lazy and they have more time in their hands, and therefore they would be believed because they're available and they're not going to be running to do other things, and therefore they would actually have the classic Nemas. It's just fascinating. The Meiri would actually spin, is presenting to us that the same Yerushalmi could have the opposite, the polar opposite conclusion about what it means when the Gemara, or Yerushalmi says that Nashim are Atzlani Yusein. Is that a Milo in the Gita's comments, or is that a Kisara? Whereas Taisus is forced to say that Biyado wasn't Nemenes over here, and that's why the Gemara said they're only Neman on a level of the Rabbah. However, Rabbi Yisai, there are other Rishayim that deal with Eidach and Misurin in a different way. The Taisus Rid that we sent out in the Marmakodmas says a big Chiddush Mikoyach Hargemara. He says, yeah, it's true. Women are always believed in Eidach and Misur, like Taisus and Gittin. And women have that Nemonus. But it's only in a situation that it's something, does anyone see the Taisus Rid? That it's something that's what? That it's on their shoulders. It's their Chiyuv. But if it's not on their shoulders, it's not their Chiyuv, says the Taisus Rid, then that wouldn't be a situation that Eidach and Misurin would apply. So it says that this is written, in a case of what, where they're eating the food, it's their food, or they're making dinner, or they're involved in Isidida, so that's a case of Eidach and Misurin. But now, to apply it to what? To someone else's property, namely what? The husband that owns the house. And he's going to violate Vayera Vayimotze? So then, that's where Taisus Rid is saying a chiddush b'kayach hargemara, that we wouldn't extend Eidach and Misurin. Again, why is Taisus Rid forced to do this? Because he saw an hour of Gemara, even though he assumed, like Taisus, that Eidach and Misurin applies to a woman, right? He had a reason why he had to neutralize our Gemara and say, but the din of Eidach and Misurin that applies to a woman wouldn't apply over here. Why couldn't the Taisus Rid say, like I suggested within the Makom Avraham, that it's just a regular din of Eidach and Misurin, the Makom is Chasik? So number one, maybe the Taisus Rid holds, not like the Magen Avraham, that there is no Cheska sister by Chametz, and the male of that whole shot doesn't exist. Or number two, he could hold that maybe Sebi Yado, even if it's a Derech HaGadoyla, not like Taisus Himsachim says. So therefore he had the same Gashas, so why I didn't believe him over here? But the Taisus Rid wanted to say that what? Nashim are believed by Eidach and Misurin, and it's not going to apply over here because there's a fundamental distinction by Eidach and Misurin. If you look at the Meiri, Rabbi, he said the Meiri has a great summary of all the Shitas of Rishonim based on our Gemara, Rabbi said, because this is such a critical and pivotal Gemara. Legabe, the limitations and the Yisoidus of Eidach and Misurin, which is why we're spending so much time talking this Sugi, Rabbi, saying Eidach and Misurin. You just do it from Gittin, you just do it from Yavon, you don't get the whole package. where our Gemara qualifies it, that's where the Rishonim are really going to pick up on what is the Yesodus and where does the parameters of Edechna Misura comes along the Meiri and quotes from tomorrow or other Rishonim. He quotes a lot of different sources that, no, maybe Tyson isn't getting his right. Maybe a woman is believed by Edechna Misura. So then, you have Asha, the Gemara himself, and how are you going to deal with the Gemara himself on that? The Gemara didn't rely on Asha. So the Meiri suggests, according to some Rishonim, that maybe Edechna Misura is only a situation where what? They're going to get caught in the act. Right? Very apropos, right? Right? You're going to get caught in the act. You could be proven wrong, right? But over here, says the Meir, they're never going to be proven wrong. Why are they never going to be proven wrong? Because what? Because it could be that chametz came in afterwards. So even if there's, you find chametz there. So it's not a riot that they didn't check. Maybe the chametz came in afterwards, so they're never going to be proven wrong. Masha Inki, Nikar Agid, taking out the Gedanasha, taking out the Chaylar. Those are all things that we can rely on, we can have dinner from, because they know that if they're not going to do this appropriately, they're going to get caught. What? Neither is Abzeir Sakas. Neither is Abzeir Sakas. The Shaila is, and also they'll get caught because you'll see blood. Is that where your question is? Yeah. That what? You're saying maybe she's clean. She's clean and there's no more blood. But if you understand that the nemanus of nida is from the fact that she's clean. So the mikveh itself might be biyada. But what about the fact that she says, I'm clean? But she knows that there could be a chance that she's going to drip on something and he's going to dip. So she could get caught. She doesn't know what she lies about that. She could get caught. I think the Meiri has some other Hesberim in there, Rabbi Isaiah, a few other shit that are shining that they eliminate out in the Sir. But again, fundamentally, that whole Meiri is working within the fundamental approach, Lagabe, Tosis, and Gittin, that we would assume it out in the Sir and applies to Nashim, and we still have to figure out a way in an Ainsah of how to deal with the Gemara in Psachim that seems to limit and not accept the concept of it out in the Sir. Rabbi Isaiah, when you open up a Ravid in the back of our Gemara and his Perish on the Rif, he seems to present everything entirely different. And actually, Rabbi Yisai, first one who introduced me to this Ravid, Rabbi Yisai, was Rav Shachter many years ago. And again, I was shocked, just like the person who was ripping on the Divrei Emes was shocked. I was shocked when I heard, just like you were shocked. When I heard someone say that Eidah HaMisur might not apply to women, like, to me that sounded ridiculous. But that's the Pashup Shah in this Ravid. The Ravid sounds like the reason why to believe woman is not based on Eidah HaMisur. Let's see the Ravid. Amar Avraham HaLishna Lo Daik Di Amri Anan B'Tkina Lo Haiva Tzarek L'Memra Yemir Rabbona B'Di Rabbona Da'afim B'Di Raisa Nami Mehemne Yonetila Sagid V'Achelev Sha'anu Samtan Al-Nash. Says the Ravid, we are so mech on women all the time, for netilas agud and chaleb, all the kashrus. V'afilu al chazak anami samkinen shari asu l'shloach l'nafri yerech hatuchu b'makom sh'nafrizim v'lo frizim yishun v'asi yisrael l'mzip l'mazavno minei b'toi b'netilas gud v'ag chaleb v'shmachi asu l'mitte v'keim da amri b'atiknu amu b'ditu tal yamilso u'b'yadam l'taki. V'afilu im b'yadam l'taki nad achshav, and it's b'yadam, so therefore it can go against chazakah. If you lower it, they'll array him because we took it. Yachal gav this chazik isura, and even though it's a chazik isura, the time of the milsa, and what's the reason? Ooh, that's important, but let's underline that. The time of the milsa, why? What's the rationale? What do you mean? You just said the rationale. Eidecha, it should be Eidecha, it's biyodo. The time of the milsa, da kol chaverim etzel amitzis. It's exactly like a chazak or a rove. Like we had by a chaver. When it comes to mitzvahs, people are considered chaverim. Mekev and shem oskim b'hem, they were always involved in them. Chashdu, k'moshenechdu amaretz. Until you have a reason to suspect them, like we're suspecting amaretz when it comes to demai, alamaisus, kishenidugu, Shemlokin ain't them seichem saimeh benikar abaser b'dikas ayirakos alishto b'irakos sheotzuku betalam. If so, I can't have a salad that I'm about to have for lunch, which my wife told me she checked the lettuce this morning. I can't be saimeh on it, because otherwise, what would I believe in? What do you mean? I don't understand, Rabbi. What happened to Eidam and Misur? Why can't that be the reason? What happened to Biyada? Elamai zek the Rabbi. That's not applicable to your wife. You don't have Eidam and Nema, and you don't have Biyada. Right? Why don't you have Biyada? L'chor, because you don't have Eidam. Like the way we said in Korin to Rashi. Right? Biyada is all on the premise of Eidam. And if the Rabbit holds it, Echa doesn't apply to what? To Nashim. So then you don't have that fundamental Yisayit. So what do you have to rely on? Some other rope, some other Chazaka. Hakol Ne'amon, it makes the Lamitzis. Azoy Zok the Rabbit in Psachim. So Frek the Rabbit, Rabbisai, great. So that's why you're allowed to have salad today. That's why you're allowed to have dinner tonight, according to the Rabbit. And that's why you're allowed to survive to answer David's question of how could we have dinner. Rabbi Sai, the Rive is not done, Rabbi Sai. Because if that's true, Rabbi Sai, who has a question on the Rive?
Oh, a better Zoom. We have less than a minute left on the Zoom.
Who has a question on the Rive? Who do you want to go? We're sending a new link. Who has a question on the Rive, Rabbi Sai? What's the question on the Rive? Rabbi's great, everybody said. The guys here got it. What's the question according to the Rabbi, everybody said? What are you left off with, everybody said? Anyone have a problem according to the Rabbi?
Is it a chazaka against a chazaka?
Why is it against a chazaka?
Because we have assuming that we have a chazaka that the house wasn't checked.
Okay, well, even without that, the Ravid's saying that you should believe based on what?
Chaverim.
Based on what?
Chaverim at some mitzvos.
Yeah, so there's like some sort of chazakah, some sort of rov that people are nemon when it comes to mitzvos, because that's what they're involved with, right? That's the reason, David, I can go have a salad now. I could trust my wife. Good? So now what question are you left off with, everybody said?
Does a rov beat a chazakah?
I don't even know if it's against the chazakah here. That's what Judah was asking. I'm not. That's an open question. Or I'm a mugging abroad. Ask me a more fundamental question. What should be bothering you right now in this rivet? At the end of the day, according to the rivet, we're good, right? According to the rivet, everyone's believed, right? Because of what? Because you have this robe. Because you have this chazakah. Whatever it is, correct? You with me, guys?
It has to do with the Gemara Pesachim?
Thank you! How do you deal with the Gemara Pesachim? The Gemara Pesachim says they're only believed on under abundance. So we're back to square one. Mikoyach this, the Ravid says a massive chiddush la'alocha. You misunderstood the entire story in the Gemara. The Ravid has to flip on his head in order to answer this question. Because the Ravid believes so much even without Eid Echad. Even without Biyada, that there's another level of Ne'amanus when it comes to mitzvahs. Dr. Ravid, let me explain to you what happened in the Gemara Pesachim. Elavadai, in this story, in this Gemara, Pesachim Daf Dalet, Hachalav Da'amri Anan Bat Kinon, Eladamri Bodik Le Mandehu, Ulagabe Eidus Vadai in Seimchen Al Eidusan Bemokom De Stazik Yisura Da Reis. So what is the rabbi forced to do, Rabbi Yisai? What did he say?
He said that they testified about someone else, right?
They were testifying about someone else that was Baidei Bo. They were actually giving edus about someone else's Maisa, not their own. That, he says, the chazak and the robe won't apply to. And the mela, that's why the Gemara is saying, oh, you want to rely on their edus? Their edus, they're not going to be bullied. Okay? But I just realized something, Rabbi Yisai.
Wait, Rabbi, how does he say that?
What?
How does he say that? The Gemara doesn't say that.
He's the Ravid.
He says,
he's explaining the Gemara to be that case.
Doesn't it say Anan?
The whole thing, the Gemara says that they checked it when the guy wasn't there.
Yeah,
they checked.
Anan bedeknu, and Hemun Rabbanan bederabbanan. So we checked it.
Right, you must have had a different Gersa.
Oh, unless they check the guy, not the place. I don't know.
It says, "I wish the little guy."
Where? Eich the mutzal and the labodik v'asu nashim rabbanim iktanim v'amri anan v'tkuno emnir rabbanim v'drabban.
Right, so he definitely had it. He just doesn't like it.
I wish the little dayik di amri anan v'tkuno lo avetzarich lemimri emnir rabbanim v'drabban. Right, that's exactly it. That Julian's pointing out. It's exactly his issue in the beginning of the Rebbe. He's saying this lashon is wrong, because if that was what they were saying, they would obviously be believed. So he obviously had a different girsa, or at least learned that our girsa was not specifically to talk about that specific case that they checked it, but it was to talk about that someone else checked it, because otherwise they would have been believed. According to this, everybody said the Ravid, although the Ravid seems to be limiting in terms of their Nehemonis, but in terms of Nehemonis on a Daraisa, the Ravid is the most expansive for a woman. According to the Ravid, because you usually have that robe and that chazak. But I just point out something that I just realized as I was reading the Ravid again. When the Ravid says that you wouldn't be glad, sounds like if it wasn't Ischazik d'Oraisa, according to the Ravid, even if they were being made about someone else, we would accept it. So I grouped the Ravid within Rashi. I'm not sure that that's correct, because it could be the Ravid understands fundamentally that an Isha would be Nemenes, but it's just only Keneged Chazak, and we're not going to believe it. I'm a little, the Lashon sounds like, if it wasn't his Chazak Yisura, he would have applied them on us even to women. But Yehei Mashiach, Rabbi say, according to the Ravid, Avadeh, if they are there checking, even at the Araisa, according to the Ravid, because of this Chazak, because of this Rove, they would be Neman, and you have to change the entire case of the Gemara Pesachim to not be what we mean, and what Avi's saying is really what the Gemara sounds like, and is changing the Pashat Shana in the Gemara, Mikoyach, all of these questions, and fundamentally based on this Yisayid of do we believe a woman in general, the Mako Misur. Yeah.
Okay, so what
level
does the Tosfos talk about when saying that it's only if they're high on themselves?
What's the you have the Lashon of the Tzrit? Anyone have the Lashon of the Tzrit in front of them? Jeremy, you have it?
The Rebbe says that they're still believed on their Rabban level if they're not talking about themselves, if they're talking about someone else. So, Tosfos Rish.
Tzrit wasn't talking about themselves or talking about other people. Tzrit was talking about things that are obligate, that there is their chiv. It's on them.
I think so. It's not.
So that's the Tzrit is assuming over here that the chametz issue, that because chametz issue is not their chiyuv, l'chora it's the husband's chiyuv, because he owns the house. Oh, when you bring it to the rabbanon, we can even be mom and them in situation where it's not on them. But the fundamental principle of eidechon and misurin that would theoretically apply to nashim is limited to situations where it's their chiyuv as opposed to other people's chiyuv. That's what the Tzrit has to qualify in order to understand our law. Rabbi Sai, as we get to the final stages of this sugya, one needs to conceptualize the sugya, Rabbi Sai. We learned a lot of information, a lot of wild information, a lot of life-changing information that comes from Koyach this Gemara Pesachim with a little bit of background of different shittas in the Rishayim around Shas, about Eidechon and Nisurin. Rabbi Sai, what one really has to ask himself is, why? Why should that be? Why is it fundamentally, Rabbi said, that some Rishonim would say that Eidechon Misurin applies to women, and other people would say that Eidechon Misurin doesn't apply to women? What would you think, Rabbi said? Misvara? How does one go about this?
Wouldn't you have to just go back to if you learn out from Nida or not?
So what does that tell you? If you learn that from Nida, and therefore it applies to Nash. Is the nature of that source telling me that obviously we're being mechadish a new din, a new avenue, a new level of Ne'amonus that's outside of the classic din of Eidus, and therefore I should have no issue with saying and applying it to women? That's goofy what the Torah was mechadish in the world of Yisurim. That there's a new avenue, that in the world of Yisurim we don't need Eidus. We don't have to go through the regular rules and regulations, the regular pathways of adjudicating. Or, possibly, no, Eidechlin Yisurin is a leniency, because it's just very difficult otherwise to function. And we might not need to aid them, but ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, it's still working through what? The fundamental avenue of what? Hilchos Eidus. And the Mela, if that's the case, don't extrapolate from Nida. Don't learn Mishihi Efshar. But rather, the person who's going to have to be relied upon has to be fundamentally someone who's what? Who's kosher in Hilchos Eidus. Do we have any sources that could possibly shed light on this debate and this hesber on whether or not Eid Echad Nem and Bisurin works through the avenue of classic Hilchos Eidus, just doesn't need to aid them? Or is it absolutely new parsha and has nothing to do with Hilchos Eidus and therefore has no qualms with applying it to Nashim or to someone who's possible Eidus? So Rabbi Yisai, where do you go? So there's a fascinating machlokes between the Ksais and the Nesivis. The Ksais and the Nesivis in Siman Lamed Zayin, if I remember correctly, have the machlokes. The Ksais makes a statement. The Ksais says that if you had an Eid Echad that lied about your bottle of wine or barrel of wine and said Nisnasi Zianka, and he's proved to be a liar of Kasher Zoma, right? So he says that we should cause him, he should have to pay the Hefsid moment of what he tried to do. Zot the Heilige Nesivis, Makitom! Zot the Nesivis, what? That din of Kasher Zaman only applies where fundamentally there's a Hilchos Eidus to apply it to. But if it was never Neman and the din of Eid Echad Yisurin was never Baturis Eidus, so then what? So then there would never be a din of Kasher Zaman. That only works through the root of Hilchos Eidus. Rabbi Yisai, the Meshoyed Nesivis, who was the response of the Ksois from the Tainus that the Nesivis had against him, it is Meshoyved, the Chuvis of the Nesivis, Meshoyved Nesivis, on the bottom of the Ptois, on the bottom of the Nesivis, I'm sorry, points out, and no, it depends. If the Eidus originally of Nesasis Yonko was said in Bezdin, and it applied in a normal, regular way, so then it would apply to the Din of Kashi Zama as well. Marev Rabbi Yisai, Bamen Nechleku of Ptois Van Nesivis. L'chayra, they understand, and one could suggest, that it's our very nekuda. Is Eidach Nem Yisurin a new level of Ne'amonus? Is there Hakosa that now we're being mamming in the world of Yisurin without the regular rules and regulations of Hilchos Eidus, like the Nesivis is arguing? Or no? It's a kula in Hilchos Eidus. But fundamentally, it will apply. It will apply. Fundamentally, it will apply. And the Mela, again, I don't know if the Ktzais would say that Nashim wouldn't be Ne'amonus, but you see the same logic that exists between the Ktzais and the Sivis, we're suggesting would be our fundamental Machlokes Rishonim on whether or not Eid Echad Yisurin would apply to Nashim. Is there any other source that might connect to this? And the answer is yes. But with that, Rabbi Yisai, I don't think anyone got to the Marmon Pemis. I'd like to leave off Rabbi Yisai with the following shot. There are certain areas of halacha, Rabbi Yisai, even more severe areas of halacha, like we've mentioned, soita, iguna, right? That the Gemara says one aid has them. What happens in the following day? An aid said something, and he was mad at a woman to get married, and then another aid comes in and says, it's not true. I'm being machlish that aid. I want to know what's the din in such halachas. Look at the Gemara in Yevamos. Look at the Ritva. And then everybody said, come back to me and try to explain to me what the Nekuda is and how it might be. Should I just finish your Rabbi so we can start on a sugya? Or you guys want to see it? 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 So we'll do it, Ritz Hashem. See those few sources. You guys get a chance to see the place in the Sivis. Chazin sugya on Ritz Hashem. And just finish this last Nekuda, which will be another Raya.